Hey, I'm Sean.
Hi, and I'm Shannon.
And we're the host of Wifey and Baby Mama. Happy Thursday, family, and welcome back. We're excited to be with you another week and hope you guys are just excited to be here. Shannon and I promised a more guest-filled season, and we have did our best to deliver. And of course, tonight will be no exception. So you are in for a ride, family. We've had a few first here on season three of Wife and Baby Mama. And tonight, we're adding to that very first list. We have with us two guests on opposing sides of tonight's topic. Don't judge a book by its cover. Oh, yeah. Shannon, give it up. We have two people.
So two excited. Opinions. Yes. So excited.
We have with us tonight Miss Tiana Daniels and Miss Charlotte Smith on the lineup. These two beautiful women are going to weigh in on how they determine if a new man is one of the good ones. Ladies, why don't you introduce yourself? Tiana, you go first, because Charlotte, she's an old pro. She's a returning guest, so we'll let Tiana go first.
All right, my name is Tiana. I'm 42 years old. I have one daughter who's 20. She's in her third year of college. And I am a single and now empty nester.
Oh, wow. Hey,
okay, fellas, y'all heard it. Okay, wow. Shall I run it down?
I am Charlotte Smith, 48, single. I'm not a single nester. I was for 2 years. Oh, it was so great. But she's back home. And it's just us two, just me and my baby. But we all right.
That's all right. All right, Shannon, you ready, girl?
I'm ready. I can't
Audience,
wait to hear.
Audience, y'all ready? These are two women, similar status as you heard. Both bosses, honey. They left that part out. Both were grown, gorgeous daughters in their 20s, so you ain't got no babies crying, you know, waking up, breaking the date. And they're open to new adventures with Mr. Right, okay? However, Tiana seems to think, during our betting for the interview, she seems to think that one of the good ones can come as a package with small kids. But Ms. Char said, baby, miss me with it, okay? So Tiana went first on the intro. So Char, you go first to the audience and tell us why it's a no for you. At this point in your life.
Yeah, I don't want to do that. That's not what I want to do. I don't want to be with nobody that has to go get kids from school.
Okay.
You know, my daughter's grown. Mm-hmm. So they should have grown kids. I'm at the age where we're supposed to be enjoying life, not chasing the little kids around.
Okay. So it's not just about the age of the kids. It has nothing to do with any baby mama drama.
That too.
Oh,
all
okay.
of that. Yeah. it's so many. We could be on this phone all night because it's so much. But yeah, I don't. I'd rather
get somebody else to do it.
Yeah.
Okay. So Tiana, now. This is why it's great, and I'm so happy you guys are here together, because we could have did a show with Char, with you, but it's great to hear the opposing opinions in one setting. So why is it okay with you, Tiana? You don't mind picking the babies up from school. Tell us why.
You know why? I thought that I would have a house full of kids, and I don't. And so I'm actually okay with him having smaller children. Maybe I'll get that opportunity again. I don't necessarily see myself having another child, although I'm not closed off to that either. But I wouldn't mind having more kids and doing the small kid thing again. And I don't necessarily feel like it has to be drama. I think it could be. Okay. And I think we probably all know situations where it has been.
Absolutely.
But I don't
know
if that has to be the rule.
Right. Okay. Right.
You know, like, sure, I think he could be, like, what if the wife died? I mean, there's so many situations.
Well, Tiana,
he needs help, Char.
Well, no, because let me tell you, I was in a relationship for over 20 years, so I raised four kids. I'm done.
You're done.
You know,
got it.
Everybody's grown.
Yeah.
Your wife passed away. Oh, I'm sorry. But I'm not. It's not in me, Tiana. I'm waiting on some of them eventually, I'm not even ready for them to have grandkids. You know?
Ooh.
I'm not
even
ready for them to have kids yet. But if they do, you know, I'll have to step in and do my part.
Grandma duty.
That's, yeah, but
right.
when I want to,
right.
you know, you got it's not living in grandma's house, no.
Well, you ladies know I've been raising kids since I could walk, so of course I quite naturally am okay with little ones, right? However, if I had to choose to be a mother of a 6-year-old at almost 50 and I knew I would get my exact same son, I wouldn't do it. I would do it years earlier. I would do it years earlier, I promise. I mean, I guess that's the beauty, though, of not being in control of every aspect of our lives, right? The beautiful right. surprises God gives us, you know? Because who would choose Frank at 48? Like, come on. Y'all all know him. Who would do that to himself? But the joy he brings is unmatched, you know? But I'm going to honestly tell you, it would have been a no for me if God had presented that to me. Would you like to have that son you've always wanted at 42? I'd have been like, thank you, Lord. Appreciate you. But no, I'm straight. I'm straight being a girl mom. Okay. So I get it. You know, I guess if we have a choice, but again, the beautiful surprises are there for a reason. You know, Frank gives me something. Frank actually, you know, saved my marriage. So I guess, you know, they all have their purposes.
Right. Now, I do wish I had more children, but I didn't. Once my daughter got to the age of 8, I just couldn't do it. I was like, Sheree, she knows how to do she knows how to do everything, you know, and I didn't feel like with the car seat and all of that all over again. Mm-hmm. I do wish I would have did it when she was younger, you know, 2, 3. So I do wish I had more kids, but when she got 8 years old, I knew it was over. I didn't want to start over again.
Wow.
Yeah. And so Sheree's what, Char?
24. Yeah, she's 24.
You still tall on that thing. Go ahead, Shan. She's still on business with that. Go ahead, Shan.
No, I mean I can understand a bit because you know, like with me, my husband, of course, our children are grown. So we do get to do a lot of things that, you know, people with younger children cannot do. Not to say one is better than the other. If he would have had young children, I would have been fine either way. But I do enjoy that we can jump up, you know, at the spur of the moment, jump on a plane and go to Las Vegas or, you know, wherever we feel like, whatever is, you know, on our mind for the weekend or whatever, you can jump up and do that. But I do sometimes miss having, you know, a house full of people. Now, my husband does have grandchildren. I unfortunately do not. I don't know why my son. I'm like, oh, Lord. I'm like, hey, I know he's not that careful, so I'm not sure what's going on there. But anyway, that's another story.
You and I and Jay, like, come on, dude. Like, we're dependent on you. Like, come on.
Exactly. Where are the grandbabies? But my husband has them, but we don't see them that often. So I don't mind having them over. And he was very, very surprised that I was accepting because his previous ex-wives, they didn't want anything to do with his kids or his grandkids. You know, they made it all about him. And I'm like, nah, it ain't all about you, dude. You know, I love you to death, but I also, I'm a people person, meaning family. I love having family over, cooking big dinners and doing all that for, you know, people that come around. So my question is, Char, if you met the perfect package, though, when I say perfect, meaning finance is great, you know, look is great, just all those things, but he just happened to have a couple of kids under the age of 10. You mean you're saying you would walk away?
If I found out I would have to know he had kids. Like, we would have to be in something and then it come up. You can't tell me you got the kids. It's not happening.
Up front. Okay. Can't say it up front.
He had the sneaker.
Sneak it on you.
It's not happening. We was okay, just out was to a dinner.
Y'all got kids. Y'all gotta woe her. Like, you gotta take her over the top and spring it on her. Like, you can't be honest up front.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
We was at a restaurant as of recent, Shannon, and the chef came out, was talking to us or whatever. And Sean is a witness. Once he said he had kids, I had no more conversation.
I mean,
I don't even know what he was talking about because I was talking to the next person. You know,
she was giving him googly eyes. She kicking me on the table. She was like, my friend just wrote a book and she's looking to do this thing. And she's telling me, she's feeding me lines, right? Texting me. And I'm like, so, chef, like, what do you do? He's like, when I'm not here, I'm with my 6 kids. She was like, I'm like, oh, chef, you done did it. It's over, chef. It was a wrap. I mean, zero. She went to zero, y'all. She went cold on herself.
Yeah. And does it matter now? I don't know about 5 and 6 kids.
That's what I was going to ask.
The amount of kids would be a thing, too.
But what's the amount to take care of the kids, Tiana? I don't want you to have the money to take care of kids because, first of all, I need you to be on a hands-on dad.
Yeah.
You know, I can't see myself talking to nobody that don't deal with their kids on a regular basis.
Right.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah. You know, my situation with my daughter was not, when it having her was not the ideal situation. Like, it wasn't within this loving relationship. And I think I've always kind of still wanted to have, I think having children is a beautiful thing. And mm-hmm. it would have been even more wonderful if I could have shared that experience with somebody different. And I think part of me still wanted to have that experience. Or still wants, not even wants it, still wants to have that experience. And I think that's part of it. Also part of it for me is that I'm an only child. So I never thought that I would just have one child.
Mm-hmm.
I love a house full. Like, like when my daughter comes home, it's always a friend or two.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I'm that house. They can come over here. You know, you can hang out over here.
Yes.
And that kind of, you know, that kind of fills a void. But I just think having children is a beautiful thing, and I wouldn't mind doing it again.
So let me ask you, Tiana, not you, Char. We clearly got your stand. So, Tiana, say you meet a guy, right? He doesn't have kids, but he's willing to adopt. Would that be an option for you? Just to fill the void? Or is it something you want to share with that person?
I think, so if he doesn't have children and wanted to adopt, I might see about that. I don't know that I need to force a child.
Right.
I don't know if I need that. If you have them, if I got pregnant, then I wouldn't be like heartbroken about it. I don't know if I'm going to look for some.
I just want to be sure. Yeah. It makes absolute sense because I want to be sure. Like, because you said it's a void. So how do we, like, are we going to do it? So in other words, I really wanted a son, right? Every single time I got pregnant, I wanted a son, like really wanted a son.
Mm-hmm.
But after Jabron, like Char said, after Jabron was 10, I'm like, okay, cool. I'm not having a son. Like, I'm good with that. I wouldn't have said, you know, Jimmy and I get back together and we get married. Jay was grown, you know, practically. Jay's a grown man. He's not a little boy that you could play basketball, take to the barber shop. Like all the stuff you do with a son, right? Because all girls want is money to spend your money. That's literally their lot in life. Boys love their mamas. They want to hang out. Bring my go to park with me, right?
Yeah.
So my thing is, if Jimmy and I got back together and I didn't have Frank, it's like, I'm not going to adopt a son to fill the void. So that's why I asked the question. But now that I have him, oh my God. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it worked out the way it should have, but I definitely wouldn't have adopted a son just to fill the void. So I get it.
Yeah,
I just want to know.
I don't
take
think
on
I'm
that.
Going to, I'm not going shopping for kids. If you have them, that's fine. If we have one together, that's still fine.
Shopping.
I actually thought about adopting. And I did. I was like, well, she needs some more siblings, but they scared me. You know, her godmother was like, well, Shar, because I wanted one like along the age limit of her. I didn't want a baby because I just said I didn't want to do the baby thing. So I didn't want no baby, but they were scaring me saying, you know, when they're that age, they come with, you know, they have issues or whatever. You're better off getting a baby. Yeah. So I just left that alone because I don't want to mistreat nobody's kids. I wanted to treat a kid like my kid. So that deal was off the table. So, you know.
Okay. Okay. Now, Tiana, now, say you meet a man and he has 3 kids, but there are 3 baby mamas. Are you good with that?
She said,
you know what? The baby mamas are worse than the kids.
Joe Nuff.
And they
worse
are
worse than the kids. You know what I think if it was because everybody at this age, people have lived full lives, right? People are on second, third marriages, families, grandkids. So I don't know. I think I have to look at each situation individually. Because it could be, you know, when I was a teenager, when I was in my 20s, but you worked all that stuff out. So I don't that I have, I mean, I have a few like hard stops, but I think as I get older, it's like people have lived life. Right. And you might, you coming with some baggage now. I'm coming with my own baggage.
And see, that's the prime example of not living, you know, judging a book by its cover. Let it play out to see. So I like that you're saying, you're not simply saying no because it's three baby mamas. Because let me tell y'all something. I got three baby daddies, okay? And we are at peace. We love each other. We are family. Yeah. Right. So it's not always, like you said, at this age, it's not always drama. But guess what?
Right.
When I had Jania at 30, he had three baby mamas. Guess what it was? Drama for your mama, okay? So I think we're depending on the age groups, who you're dealing with, you know what I mean? Now, not all of them, don't get me wrong. It was just one little dusty one. The other two were cool. And matter of fact, Shannon, I think I told you, I never even met the one, which was crazy, right? You raising this person's kid, they living with you, spending that job.
Right.
If I walked past his mother in the store, I couldn't have told you who the lady was. It was all crazy, which is why Shannon and I do this podcast. We try to work on and encourage healthy living, healthy relationships. If you're in these kids' life, you need healthy relationships. Especially at our ages. So, yeah, Tiana, I totally agree. With the age comes experience, maturity. I don't think it's drama at our age.
There is something I used to tell Jay.
Sorry, said it.
It is.
There's something I used to tell Jay because I lived by it myself as well. Now, if I met someone like before I got married, of course, if that child was under a certain age, I couldn't date the man because there was always that possibility that there were still some ties with the mother. And I used to tell Jay this all the time. And he met this girl that he's head over heels with. And she had a 2-year-old. And I said, no, Jay. I said, please don't do it. No, Ma, she's done with him. She's done. I'm like, but that baby's only 2. So there's that possibility. And sure enough, that was his first heartbreak. I've never seen my son so devastated when she went back to the baby father, of course. So that's the only time I would encourage people, you know, listening, if you're just to be a dating cautious. A man, because
or woman for that matter.
Some ties,
man or woman. Because let me tell you something: when Jimmy, my kids are smaller, I don't care if Jimmy was fighting or not. We were not dating. But if I'm trying to date and he won't come see his kid, my baby daddy coming over here. So, y'all gotta go home. And that's just how it is, because you know you want that child to have a bond with their father at that age. And I wanted him still. So when he called, y'all gotta go home.
That's the key thing you just said. You wanted him still.
I wanted him
still. It wasn't just about the bond.
That's what I said. It doesn't always apply to the men, or you know, can go both ways. But now, Char, I want to double back. Because I heard you say, oh, it is. And I want to channel the other one out. I want to know what the it is. I want you. I need you to explain the it is.
What
was that? At our age.
At our age, that's my child's father. And it's 4 of us. He has 4 kids. And he has 4. And I'm the last one. So, but anyway. But anyway, it's that one before me. We can't get along. We can't get along. Like, we just, you know, had words like last week. So, neither one of us let her.
Last week,
yes, we just can't get along.
Can you agree with me and say, because I found out it wasn't that she and I could get along. She still had feelings for him. So even when I wasn't with the dude, you little Dusty kept coming for me. I'm like, bro, he's gone. Go back and get him. But you know what she knew, though? She knew, though, he still wanted me, even though I didn't want him.
Right. And
how could you blame me for that? So how could you blame me for that, though? I'm long gone, baby. You got that. But she knew that he still wanted me, and for that, she couldn't stand me.
Yeah, right.
And I'm like, this is wild. This is totally wild. Like, dude is gone, but I get it. So she, but you said that's what it is. I was about to tell you, Char. Well, more than likely, it's still feelings there, and it's reflecting back to you.
It still is. Yeah, it still is.
Wow.
So. You know what? And my situation was the complete opposite. So Kevin and I, we were like done from the beginning. It was supposed to be a fun relationship. This wasn't supposed to be no forever, us having a 20-year-old together now. That's not ever what it was supposed to be. And so for me and him, there was no drama because forever wasn't even what we were in it for. Mm-hmm. And okay. So there was no drama. Yeah. There was no, he has other baby mamas. And he eventually got married and divorced. My daughter still goes over there. Well, she has siblings over there, but she still goes over there to spend the night and everything else. There was no drama. So when somebody comes to me and says that they have it under control, I can see how that could happen.
Right.
Because that's right. My just situation. Like,
And same with ours, you know, Sean and I, for those who listen to the podcast.
We had no mutual crossing. We had no, she with him tonight, you with him tomorrow. No, you got to make sure all that stuff is out the way.
Right.
Yeah. I just heard you say, Tiana, she has other siblings. And sure, I know you from that your family has other siblings. So let me say this really quick before we wrap up and let you guys shoot your last points if you want. Did that factor in with you being able to say, well, nah, you know, I didn't have another one. It's okay. Because you knew the children had other siblings. Like, would it be different if you just knew Sheree was in this world by herself, Sharp? Because, you know, God rest his soul, little Larry, you know, went on and transitioned early. And that was just it. Ray didn't have other kids. And the same for you, Tiana. Like, would that have made a difference of you bending or whatever, Sharp?
Yeah, if she didn't have other siblings, I would have had another child. I would have, but totally. I would have done it when she was younger still, but I would have had another child because that was one of the, reasons
when she was raising other kids.
Everybody had, it was just a lot of money going out with all of these kids. And, you know, me and her father lived together. So, you know, two kids going to tutoring, you know, sports activities, and they stayed and stuff, you know, so it was just like a lot of money, and having another child was, you know, no.
Okay, so if she didn't have other siblings, though, you would have.
Yes.
And what about you, Tiana?
I probably would have been more strategic about it if she didn't, but my daughter will tell you that she has the best of both worlds. So with her father, she has all her siblings, and then she can come here and enjoy all her own stuff. So she would say that she likes it both ways.
Okay. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. What about you, Shannon? Any parting thoughts on the topic before we wrap it up?
No, I think this has been great. This has been a wonderful conversation.
I'm talking about absolutely entertaining. I live for these Thursdays. Some Thursdays we got to get deep. You know, we got to tell y'all about the Lord. But tonight, baby, we got to have fun. So you got to have it all, right? You got to have it all. It gets mundane. So this has been one of the best of season three. God, it has. All our other guests, please don't be offended. We love you all. But this just has been entertaining to me. Because it's been the first time we've had people on opposite sides. So if no one has anyone else on the topic, we'll move on to our next segment. And we'll leave you with this on this topic. You know, people, don't miss out on one of the good ones with a long list of rules. But if you know where you stand on a certain issue and it's firm, don't bend either. Because we found in living this thing called life, being true to what you really want in the beginning saves a lot of heartache later. You know, don't be faking it till you make it, because it almost always blows up after a while. And I believe that God knows every single thing about us, right? And the good one, he's prepared for us. He's prepared for specifically for us. We will meet. They will meet our every need, and we will meet them when the time is right, you know, even if we didn't think we needed what they have. So just live life, let it blow as it may, and be sure to stay prepared for that one fine day, because I believe we all got it coming.
Yeah.
All right. So let's move on to the audience invite.
Okay. All right.
All right, the audience invite. The title of last week's song was The Best Man I Can Be by Genuine, RL, Case, and Tyrese. And the title of the episode was A Friend That Stick Closer Than Any Brother. What can a brother do for me? Yeah, I remember that song?
My joint. Yes.
Anyway, that was a deep song. So if you want to add another hit to your list, young people, old people, if you never heard it, when music was music, y'all take a listen. And if you're digging that song or can guess the tune of that goes with tonight's line that I dropped in this episode, or if you enjoyed any of the tunes we suggested this season, be sure to hit us up and let us know. This is your official invite. So email us at wifeyandbabymama@gmail.com. That's wifeyandbabymama@gmail.com. All right, so on to the fictional family we're filling tonight. Okay. All right, audience, y'all took my red line. Y'all thought it was over. But tonight, my girl has let me run not one, but two segments. So I know you're used to Shannon, but tonight I'm going to run it. She's allowed me the honor tonight. And y'all know I like my wordplay. And I'm not sure if you caught that one fine day at the end of the wrap up. But that is indeed the title for tonight's fictional family I am filling. Our families are single parents, Melanie Parker, played by Michelle Pfeiffer, and Jack Taylor, played by the gorgeous George Clooney. In One Fine Day. Yeah, that's my man, honey. So in this one movie, One Fine Day, they both show up to their kids' field trip and the kids have missed the bus. They're both single parents, which means they're leaving hectic lives, right? So they end up having to leave the scene on the field trip, having to catch a cab together. And he's on his phone and she's on her phone and they hear each other talking. And he's like, oh, she's like, oh, let's get me out of here. But then they assume very quickly that we don't like each other, right? They judged right away that this isn't the person for me, even though they were both single. But at that moment, they realized they needed each other because on those phone calls, she had like a big meeting that would her career depended on. And he's led to get on this story that basically his career is over. It's the story of his life if he doesn't take it. So they use each other as daycare. And of course, you know, since she judges him, she's like, should I leave my child with him? But she ends up losing his daughter. And he ends up letting her son put a marble up his nose or something crazy because they're single parents, but they weren't used to each other's kids. And they just decide, you know, we have to use each other. We have to utilize what we have. So they find the daughter. They get over for the day. They go their separate ways and basically like, oh, never have to see you again. But they get home and realize they can't stop, you know, thinking about each other. So his daughter suggests like, hey, let's go see him. So they go over and she's sitting there like, you know, man, I should have did that differently. She starts thinking about how fine George Clooney is when she got home. And, you know, she's like, I should have took his number. Anyways, he ends up knocking on her door and the kids go watch a movie and they end up just falling asleep. And it was just great. So we can assume that they live their happily ever after, right? And you know what I get from that scene, from that movie? Divine intervention and timing. Mm. And I believe that's true for us all if we just wait. Now, I'm sure she probably, I think they talked about how long it had been since she had a man. But he was a woman, you know, a ladies' man, because he was so good looking. And he probably had a different one every night. But they were both what each other needed, even though they were living their lives, whatever way they were living. You know, divine timing. And I think, ladies, I think the Mr. Rights are out there for you, and I just can't wait to see it and experience it with you all. And that is the fictional family we're filling tonight.
Excellent. Excellent. I love that movie.
Yes.
Did you guys see One Fine Day?
No, I've never seen it, Tiana.
Really?
No.
Have you ever seen that movie, Tiana?
I've seen it. I love that movie.
Isn't it one of the best movies? It's so heartwarming, isn't it? And yeah, you know, I think
So that's what we
do these fictional families, and that's why we started the audience invite to like put new flavor in your ear and your mind. Go and watch it, Char. It's a really, you said you liked all the girly movies that I like, all our savvy movies. So I'm telling you, you would absolutely dig this, wasn't she, Tiana? It's great.
Yes.
I'm gonna watch it tonight.
It's a cute movie.
It's a cute movie. So I believe that, and I hope for that, like for all of us guys. So we got to just keep our faith. You just got to keep the faith. I believe it's someone for all of us. This life was not meant to live alone. Even though Shard don't want stepkids, I'm telling you, Mr. Wright is out there, Shard. You just got to keep an open mind. Not six. I was with you on that one, girlfriend. But I'm telling you, one or two, I think I could convince you, Shard. I think I can.
And you know, you've heard people say never, and that's not saying you would ever change your mind or anything like that, but I never wanted to be married. That was just something I was dead set against. And you ask any of my friends, they were so shocked when I got married so late in life. They said, you said you would never, ever, ever. Because I said I could not look at the same person every day.
Well, that's me, Shannon. I always said that. I've been engaged and we just lived together for forever. I just wanted a day with the dress. I didn't want
you know.
the whole right. thing. Right. Yeah, yeah. So, yeah. But I'm in it now, and I wouldn't change a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, wouldn't change What's a up? Thing. Yeah. That's awesome. Well, Tiana, I think, girlfriend, that your Mr. Right is on his way. We gonna air this national the night they're gonna find out how wonderful you are. Oh, he gonna be goodness. Like, oh, he'd be like, all them women was turning me down, and I found somebody that's gonna take my kids, and he's gonna hit us up on the email, and we're gonna have a divine. I can't wait to make our first left connection. I'm telling you, it's gonna
happen. Yeah, no, Tiana is a great catch.
Send them my way.
She said, send them my way.
Yes. So, yes, somebody... so to all our listeners in the 32 countries that we're in across the world, especially our biggest two, France and the UK, come on over to the United States, especially Buffalo, New York.
Tiana is with the kids.
Oh, my goodness.
So if you don't have the kids, X for Shires, and we want y'all to get this straight. If you got the kids, Tiana is willing to give you a chance. And if they kids, we're not doing that. So let's understand what we're looking for here. No, serious ladies. We thank you so much, guys, for joining
us.
And you know how many people are so freaking, you know, I don't want nobody to know I'm single. I'm too old. It's embarrassing. I love that we can just be ourselves. You know, it is what it is. Been there, done that, and now I'm ready to do it again. So thank you, ladies, for bearing your souls. I know that's right, Sean. When you're at peace, you can keep it real.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Love it. I love it, ladies. Thank you guys for coming on and sharing with us.
Yes. And I hope you come back soon next season if we run out of episodes this season. This has been great. I have truly enjoyed it. And like I said, to all our listeners across the globe, we thank you so much for listening to us each and every week and for giving us your feedback and helping us grow and learn. And it's been a wonderful experience. Sean and I couldn't ask for better listeners and supporters. And, you know, watching the numbers grow each week is very encouraging.
Absolutely.
So.
All right. Until next week. We love you all.
Bye.